Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Goggleland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 301, season 13. Today's date is January 30th, 2024, and welcome to the program. And yes, this is the first show of the new season, season 13. And we reached episode 300 last time. Oh, I'm so happy. I can't believe I reached this plateau. It's incredible. You know, it really is. Okay. On today's program, I will talk about brands of root beers, past and present in Chicago. Some that I remember growing up with. And also I will do my tribute to director Norman Jewison. He directed a lot of classic movies. And I watched most of them on TV and in the theater. And I'll talk about him. I'll talk about his career and the movies he directed. So this will be an interesting show. But first off, we're going to go into a commercial break. And remember, folks, this is a root beer theme on this program. So this program is brought to you by Barrelhead Root Beer. When's the last time you heard that brand? And this is a commercial from 1980. So sit back and relax. And I'll be right back with the show. Thank you, everyone.
We're gonna get you over a barrel, so get set to have a barrel of fun. 'Cause when you tap a barrel head root beer, you get your thirst right over and done. You get a real rich, creamy head, so nice. A draft style flavor that stands up to eyes. So get your thirst over a barrel head, America, and have a barrel of fun.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Barrelhead Root Beer. I had to look up some information about this particular brand. It started maybe in the late 70s. No, it started earlier than that. I'm sorry, in the early 70s. And I've had it a couple times. It was okay. And then it just disappeared. But it is still in business, but I don't see it in Chicago. But it rebranded, and it's now in Pennsylvania somewhere. So they sell it in the East Coast, which is okay. But it was all right. You know, so I've had a few comments from people on my page, and they say, oh, I forgot this brand. I've had it. It was good. And I don't remember seeing it. You know, so no, I'm sorry. They do remember it, and they miss the product. They really do. Okay. All right. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I will talk about brands of root beers, past and present, in Chicago, and also I'll do my tribute to director Norman Jewison. First off, before I get started the program, I'm going to mention a couple things. One, it's about reaching episode 300. Thank you, everyone, for your support and your comments. I'm very happy and I'm blessed. You know, I reached this point. There are other podcasts out there that do very well because some are successful, you know, because of their celebrities and, you know, and probably have recorded many episodes than me, you know. What's unique about this podcast is it's about Chicago history. In the not just it's just brands, restaurants, department stores, etc. And then I try to find and discuss them. Sometimes some people might criticize me, maybe I'm talking about the same subject twice or more, but that's okay. You know, we want to a lot of my followers and my fans like to hear it again. You know, unless they want to skim through all the way down and to the older ones and listen, that's just fine. But you know, I don't mind repeating it. That's okay. Doing that. And I still get suggestions from people telling me, well, why don't you talk about this place? Why don't you talk about this person that was born here? Like, for example, I talked about John Belushi last episode. Someone emailed me about a few weeks back. And so I saved it for this special episode, this milestone. And I did. Okay. Second of all, I received... This is hilarious. I received a few emails and messages from people that said that I called WGN Morning News and Paul Conrad answered my call on his phone. It was around 8:30 in the morning. And it said it was from Pete from McLaughlin. I had to tell people, no, it was not me. It's another Pete from McLaughlin. So I don't know who it was that called, you know. I mean, somebody has the same name as I do that lives around here. That's a coincidence, you know. I've texted them a few times to them, you know. They never answered, so that's okay. But at least they see it. But that is hilarious. That really is. So I think that might go on for a little while. Maybe not. That's okay. So that's kind of funny like that. Yeah. So some people assume it was me calling. No, it was not me. I swear. Okay. All right. Let's get started on the new season of Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, starting with episode 301. And I will talk about brands of root beers. Now, in my honest opinion, root beer is not one of my favorite soft drinks. I drink it infrequently. I haven't had a root beer in years. I don't know why. I don't find it appealing. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the taste, or it's not like Coca-Cola. It's not like 7-Up, you know, lemon lime. It's not like Dr. Pepper, you know, with the cherry flavor. It's different. So, root beer, they've been making this since the 18th century. It was sold in, like, you know, drugstores, you know, like that, you know. And, it looks like beer, but it's not. It's non-alcoholic, and it also made a drink called sarsaparilla. If you ever heard of it, you know that's not spoken much about that. So it's kind of foamy when you pour it in into a a cold mug like that, and So I remember my earliest memory of root beer was Dad's root beer. Dad's root beer is still made. It was made in Chicago first. I don't know where they make it now. I don't think here. No, I don't think so. Excuse me. So that was one of the most popular root beer brands of all time. I think it started like way early in the 20th century. And then the others came, like Hires, that came later. I remember that one. I drank that, and it was okay. That was fine. And then more came. There was like Berghoff's and Barks, and of course Barrelhead, A&W, that's still made, you know. And they had these restaurants, you know. They had A&W restaurant. I never went to one. Of course, a lot of people in Chicago Remember the restaurants Dog and Suds? I think there are a couple of them around, probably not up north. I think Grace Lake or something like that. I didn't see any in Chicago. I think I saw one in Chicago in Alsip, I believe, like a long time ago. I don't know if it was Dog and Suds. Maybe it was. I don't remember. I know there was one in Calumet City. I had a photo of that. And people remembered the hot dogs and the root beer, and they said it was good. It was so good. And I did go to Dog and Suds once at Alsip years ago, just for a pit stop. It was okay. It's very good. One of the famous good, and then there's a brand called Filbert's that's made today. I never had this product. Never had the root beer. No. I never had it. I never heard of it. No, this is new to me. Oh boy, I'm so oblivious to this. And other store brands came from grocery stores. Like for example, Yummy. Do you remember that from Jewel Foods? Yeah, they used to make the ice cream and the other soft drinks. You know, Yummy Cola. A lot of people love the black cherry. Oh, they love that. What else? Ah, Canfield's. When Canfield's was in business, they had the draft root beer. I've had that when I was a kid. That wasn't bad. It was good. I like that. It was like that. You know, and let's see what else. It was Scott Ladd. National Foods had their own. Many national foods. I think I mentioned that. I'm not sure. So many like that. Let's see, was it Hydrox? If you remember, that goes way back. Oh, you know. If I forget to mention a brand or from a grocery store, I apologize. Just make a comment. And people have been doing that for the past day that I announced I'm going to talk about root beer. And they did that. And let's see what else. So one of the, I'm sure everyone loved this. So they loved called a root beer float. And that's like a dessert. And you used vanilla ice cream with that. Yeah. So I love that. That I like, you know, instead of just straight root beer. Before I get started with the root beer float, there was another brand called Struzzles, and that was made in Maywood, Illinois. I never heard of this one, and they said it was delicious. It was very good. Very good root beer. Yeah, so that's nice to hear something interesting like that. So a root beer float is like, for example, you would take a mug, pour some root beer, take a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and it would be called probably a black cow or a brown cow. I don't remember people calling it that. So let's see. So yeah, so I remember calling it a root beer float. The last time I had a root beer float was when I worked at American Express Travel, and they had a party, you know, where I worked, and they were making those. And someone asked me, Pete, you want to have a root beer float? And I said, yeah, why not? I'll have one, you know, for dessert. And I did. It was awesome. I loved it. Oh, delicious. You know, so that was great, you know. And so they either call it like black cow or brown cow. Maybe it depends where you lived. You know, I know they made them in A&W restaurants. You know, I don't know if they put them in cans, you know, with the ice cream flavor. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. So who knows? Like that. So sometimes they make diet root beer. It's not the same. I don't know. I never had it. I know Canfield's made it. They made that. And A&W. They did that. So, you know, it's funny when you take a bug of root, you know, a mug of root beer, and you know, when you have the foam, you know, the head of it, sometimes you want to blow the froth on it, you know, it probably lands. I've seen this in the Three Stooges with the beer. I know that's a little far fetched, and it's like way out of it because it's hilarious. So, anyway, so that was, I'm sorry about that. So, you know, like I said, there's all kinds of brands and all that, and some have been gone. Also, there was Knee High. They had their own root beer. Any soft drink company had that. I think there was Clover, something with Clover, like that. They had that. Of course, I forgot one more. That was called Mason's root beer. Some people said it was good. And also Old Dutch. That's an old company. Yeah, I remember that. I've seen a lot of photos of Old Dutch advertisement. And they have they sold root beer like that. There was another company called Old Colony. I don't know if they made root beer. Probably. I don't know if Canada Dry made it. No, I don't think so. No, forget it. I don't think I did. Anyway, right now I'm going to play another commercial because I saved the last one for this, and it's from Shasta. And Shasta made root beer. Yeah, that's. I remember this commercial. This commercial was from 1976, and it's set in a saloon. And I remember this very well, watching when I was a little kid, watching it on TV. So sit back and relax, and here's a commercial for Root Beer Shasta from 1976. And I'll be right back, and I'll talk a little bit about that product, and then I will talk about Norman Jewison. Thank you, everyone.
Barkeep, what do you got that's real good? Root beer, Mr. Jamie. Is that on my mind? Root
beer, Mr. Jamie, something brand. It's Shasta, Mr. Shane. Its foam has made its name. No finer draft root beer in the land.
Draft root beer, just one of 14 great Shasta flavors.
It's no fun here to make. No finer draft root beer in the land. Shasta, no finer draft root beer in the land.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Shasta Root Beer. That company's still around. You don't see Shasta. I think it's from the West Coast, you know, but they used to have this soda, you know, soda pop drink, soda soft drink, blah, 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 whatever, in the Chicagoland area. You used to buy that, you know, cans and all that. I like the cola. That was pretty good back then. But I like those pretty cans they had, you know, with the design, you know, of Shasta. But I guess it's changed so much. So I found some more. I found a list of other brands. Let's see, for example, they had one called Chicago Root Beer. It was a brand. I don't know if they make that. Not sure. And let's see. There was Fitz. That's like in St. Louis. There's another one called Frosty Root Beer. Some people mentioned that. I never heard of it. No, I never heard of it. Also, I forgot about Mug. Mug, the Mug brand. Yeah. I did that. Let's see. What else? I guess that's it. That I know. So, listen, if you're in a mood for a root beer float, go ahead. It's like it's the most delicious desserts anyone can have. You know, I could go for one, but it's been years since I've had it. And if you go to a ice cream shop, you know, or ice cream parlor, you know, like Farrell's, remember that when we used to be in business? Or if you go to Baskin Robbins, there are not that many around. You know, you can... request a root beer float or make it at home if you want to. Yeah. Okay. Right now I'm going to talk about Norman Jewison. I can't say his name. Jewison. Excuse me. And he was a great director. He passed away on January 20th, 24, and he was 97 years old. Oh, he lived a long life. He was from Canada, born in Toronto, July 21st, 1926. What's famous for him, he directed so many classic movies that we have seen over the years, and most of them I've seen myself. And in times I saw, you know, many times, you know, seeing those, and I just love them. They really, so first he, you know, he directed a few things in Canada, then he came to the United States. And so I'll give you a list of all the films that he directed. And well, first the notable TV productions that he did direct were The Hit Parade. That was from the late 50s. That's like an American Bandstand type of show. You know, they had a countdown. He also directed a show starring singer Andy Williams. Also a show with Danny Kaye and also Pat Boone. And he also directed The Judy Garland Show. He did that. He also directed one time, well, not directed, he produced the Academy Awards. That was in 1981. He did that. So here are the films that he directed. And then when I get back, when I'm done, I'll play like a TV trailer of one of his movies, and I'll tell you which one, and which one is my favorite. So his first movie he directed was 40 Pounds of Trouble. That was from 1962, starred Tony Curtis, Suzanne Pleshette, and Phil Silvers, you know, Sergeant Bulko, and Larry Storch. I never seen this movie. I like to see it. The second one was from 1963, and the next one after that was two Doris Day movies, The Thrill of It All and Send Me No Flowers. Now, the one Thrill of It All was hilarious. That's with Doris Day and James Garner. That's the one when the car fell into I think the swimming pool was filled with soap or detergent and the car fell in it. That was hilarious. That was funny. Every time it's on TCM or on TV, you know, on any channel, I watch it. It's funny. Another movie that he very notable of that I liked was The Cincinnati Kid. That was good. That's a good movie. Really is. That's set in the West. Like that. And that starred Steve McQueen, Edward G. Robinson, and Anne Margaret, and Carl Malden. Yeah, that was a good movie. Also, the Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. Also, In the Heat of the Night, that starred Sidney Poitier and Rod Steiger. Oh, that was good. Also, The Thomas Crown Affair, again with Steve McQueen, and also with Faye Dunaway. Also, he recorded Fiddler on the Roof, you know, If I Were a Rich Man, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I like that movie. Also, Jesus Christ Superstar. Also, Rollerball. That was with James Caan and John Houseman and Maude Adams. Also, Fist, that starred Sylvester Stallone. This came out in 1978. I remember seeing this movie. I was going to see it in Fort City Cinema, but I did not, so... And also another one, this is my brother's favorite. He loves it a lot. It's And Justice for All. It was okay. That starred Al Pacino and Jack Warden and John Forsythe. And it's just Al Pacino going nuts. Like he always does. So it was, this is a good movie. I saw it. It's okay. But it's a good movie. Also, Best Friends starred Burt Reynolds and Goldie Hawn. Also, Soldier Story. That came out in 1984. That's a good movie. Very good movie indeed. And that starred, Howard E. Rollins Jr. and Edel Caesar. And he was great in that movie. Oh, it was excellent. Yeah. Also, Agnes of God, based on the play. And that starred Jane Fonda and Anne Bancroft and Meg Tilly. Also, one of my all-time favorites, Moonstruck. I love Moonstruck so much. Oh, it was wonderful. When it's on, I watch it. That's how it is. Also, in country, Other People's Money, that starred Danny DeVito and Gregory Peck. In 1994, he directed Only You. Excuse me, I hate that. In 1996, he directed Bogus. In 1999, he directed The Hurricane with Denzel Washington. Yeah, he was a middleweight boxer. And the last movie he directed was The Statement, starring Michael Caine and Tilda Swinton. And my favorite movie that he directed was Moonstruck, you know, starring Cher, you know, and Olympia Dukakis, Nicolas Cage, Vincent Gardenia, Danny Aiello. Oh my God. Set in Brooklyn, the Italian, like the atmosphere. Oh, I love that. That was excellent. That was excellent. And Cher won an Academy Award. She won that. So that's great. She deserved it. She was excellent in that. I remember her outfit at the Oscars when she accepted the award. So anyway, I'm going to play a TV spot from the 1987 movie Moonstruck, directed by Norman Jewison. And then when I come back, I'll wrap up the show. Thank you, everyone.
Moonstruck is one of the year's best films and a wonderful time at the movies, raves Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert.
Snap out of it!
Joel Siegel of ABC TV says, it's perfect. What a sweet, wonderful film.
Now, you talk.
Newsweek magazine adds, Moonstruck is enchanting.
Wait a minute!
Cher, Nicolas Cage, Moonstruck.
Starts Friday at a Famous Players theater near you. Check listings.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the TV trailer for the 1987 movie, Moonstruck, starring Cher, directed by Norm Jewison. Oh, he left a legacy of movies. Oh, wonderful movies. So you should, if you haven't seen them or like to revisit them, please do. Yeah, a great work of art. He left a body of work behind him. So it's truly amazing. Truly amazing indeed. Okay. So that's it for this program, for the first season and the first episode of this season, season 13, episode 301 of Any Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. So I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about brands of root beers, past and present, in Chicago, and my memories and the tribute. And my tribute to director Norman Jewison. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, excuse me, Amazon Music, also Overcast, Breaker. Also, it'll be on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog. Okay. And also, again, it will be on my YouTube channel. People still ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? I want to listen to it. I want to see it. Go to YouTube. Type in the search engine, Vanish Chicagoland Stories, or my name, Pete Costanos. You will find it. Hit the subscribe button, and you will get notifications. You can also listen to past episodes if you wish. Please do. Also, it'll be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Threads, what else? Blue Sky, I just joined, and Instagram. Hope I didn't leave anything out. I don't think so. No, that's okay. Okay, so that's it for this show. Thank you for joining me. This is Pete Costanos, your host for Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm having a ball with this. I really am. And I'm so happy. So just be patient. It'll be ready and you can listen wherever you want on your desktop. on your, you know, your computer, your tablet, your phone. If you have a TV and if you have the Spotify app, you can listen to that if you'd like, you know, at the comforts of your home. So, you know, and about the root beer, if you think of another brand that I failed to mention, please mention it. You know, I apologize, you know, because this was a very interesting topic. I'll probably do another podcast episode this weekend. We'll see what we talk about. I have time to think. We will see. Okay, so here's Bye Bye for me. And then here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.